You're listening to the Simply Lived In podcast, episode number 5. Today, we are speaking with Alisa Hendrick of Moon Magazine about mindful living for the everywoman, letting go of perfection, and how to make slowness fit into your lifestyle.
You're listening to the Simply Lived In podcast, where we understand that needing less helps us to be so much more. Entrepreneur and sustainability advocate, Meg Ross, will help you to break down how to create more space in your life. Get ready to hear from strong women who are redefining what living well looks like. If you've dreamed of being present, cutting the clutter, and putting an end to the busyness, this is the place to be. Here's your host, designer, motivator, and simplicity enthusiast, Meg Ross.
Hi, everyone. I'm here today with Alisa Hendrick, and she is a creative professional who lives and works in Minneapolis, Minnesota. She is a content creator, photographer, and travel enthusiast. In 2016, she founded Moon Magazine, which is a magazine for the wild and complicated woman. And their goal is to inspire and inform the wild, layered, spirited, everyday woman. So hello, Alisa, and thank you so much for being here with us today.
Hi.
So to start off, can you share with our listeners a little bit about your story and why you decided to start Moon Magazine?
Yeah, of course. So I've always been interested in creative passions. When I was younger, I would doodle and draw. I wrote songs and sang them. Took photos of our many travels across the country when I was younger. And, you know, growing up, I'm lucky enough to have a job that allows me to do a lot of that. But I still felt like I wasn't completely fulfilled in my creative passion. So I started Moon Magazine because I wanted to do something that had some, you know, explore my creative passions, but also something that had some limitations. So, you know, like giving myself a theme and sticking with it, whether that was with writing or a photo shoot or whatever, and really having a reason to pursue new creative arts. I've dabbled in photography, but I hadn't done much of it before I started the magazine. So it was really just a creative way for me to try new things and still remain artistic, and also to connect with other people who are wanting to do the same thing. Because I find that there's a lot of women who are interested in painting or taking photos, but they don't necessarily have a reason to do it. And this gave myself and, you know, a bunch of other women an opportunity to try these new things.
Yeah, creative outlets are so important. And it's really, I'm surprised to hear that you hadn't done much photography before you started the magazine, because I love all of your photos and I think that they're so like lovely to look at.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been a lot of learning. I also have people around me that are really talented and really inspired. So I think that I've just been really lucky in that. I've had some awesome mentors and muses that are close to me.
Yeah, that is really important to have those sorts of people in your life. When you and I have talked before, you've kind of said that you felt like there wasn't a really great publication out there that spoke to especially the young woman who is located in the Midwest. And you kind of thought that you could create a space where she could feel more fulfilled and a magazine that would speak more directly to her. So can you talk a little bit about that and why you think that there was a need for that and how you're kind of trying to fulfill it?
Oh, of course. I guess I'm sure a lot of women feel this way, and they're not wrong, but I definitely have felt like I'm more of the every woman, and that sounds really kind of arrogant when I say that out loud, but I never have really felt like a publication spoke directly to me, who's just this average, you know, Midwestern girl who's trying a lot of things. I'm not necessarily great at any one thing or extreme in any one thing. And so I wanted to create something that was for myself and for women like me who kind of feel like we're in the middle of it all. And that also happens to be that we're in the middle of, you know, the US, so we're in the Midwest, and I don't necessarily feel like a lot of, whether it's a magazine or even like online blogs are directed towards us, of these like kind of average everyday women who are still extraordinary and wonderful and smart and, you know, incredibly capable, but maybe not, you know, aspiring for the same things as somebody in, you know, on either coast or in, you know, Miami is aspiring for.
Yes, I think that's completely true. And I've seen that kind of with clothing labels too. I'm like diving into clothing labels and seeing like who they speak to and who they're targeting. And I mean, it makes sense, right? Because there's a lot of the population that is on either of the coasts. But I completely agree that there's this, you know, a bunch of people that are just like hungry for inspiration and community. And it makes perfect sense that there should be some platforms where these people can share with each other.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I just feel like, you know, for so long, and at least growing up, I felt like this, you know, there's this stigma about the Midwest that we're all kind of like plain, you know, farmers who aren't trending or artful or inspired. And that's completely untrue. I mean, there's so much going on, even in the city of Minneapolis where I live. There's so much culture and community and people trying new things, whether it's in the arts or whether it's with mental health or, you know, something completely different. There's just a lot going on. And we kind of have built our own, you know, Midwestern ethic, Midwestern way of doing things that, you know, needs to be shared, whether that's through this magazine or, you know, through a clothing line.
Yes, I completely agree with that. Kind of in the same vein, you do an amazing job of sharing your thoughts and your journey on your social media. And I love reading what you have to say on Instagram, whether it's like a deep contemplative post or just like something light or a snapshot of your life. And I remember, not trying to sound creepy, but a while back, you were talking about your alter ego, and she's this confident woman who wears chic but casual garments. And then you spoke about how you were trying to take steps to actually become that person that was kind of your alter ego. And I just wanted to check in and see how you're doing on that pursuit.
Oh, I love that. You remember that. I think it will be an everlasting journey that, you know, constantly morphs, but I do feel that I've taken a lot of steps to just embodying that. And it's, I call her my alter ego because I don't really have another phrasing for it, but I do, it's more or less like a goal of mine to embody a lot of different things. So I don't know if you're the same way, but I have this like vision of myself and my life in my head, and I don't always live it out, because I get scared or, you know, I'm nervous, or it's, you know, this vision of myself as a personality that I maybe don't have, or, you know, material things that I don't have. And I've just been really working on mostly my confidence level, and that everything around that has kind of filtered out of this like confidence that I'm trying to obtain, because it's taken me a long time to get to a place where I feel really, really good about myself and what I'm doing, and feeling okay with, you know, not being perfect. I think a lot of my lack of confidence comes from trying to be perfect and being a perfectionist and always feeling like I can't share my ideas or my thoughts, or I can't try something new because I might be bad at it. And I don't know what's like flipped or what, you know, the catalyst necessarily was, but these days I just have shaken some of that perfectionism and just embraced that I might not be good at everything and I might not produce things that are everybody loves, or I might not say something that everybody in the world likes, but that's okay. And just sort of accepting that. And in turn, I feel like so many other things have fallen into place because of just that one like mindset shift, which is just crazy.
Yeah, I agree. It's so important to just like put things out into the world and not let needing to be perfect stop you, even though that's so hard, especially for me too. It's like, I'm trying to share my story. I'm trying to put content that I think will resonate with people out there. But it's like, there's so much fear in that as well. Like just having a story and sharing it.
Yeah, I totally agree. I feel like I've spent most of my life, you know, feeling that way and just like telling and retelling myself that, you know, I have all these great ideas in my head, but just like, what if somebody doesn't like it? Or I need to make sure it's perfect before I share it. And these days, I don't know. I don't know what the difference is, but I've just been pushing and sharing my ideas about stuff. And you know what? Not everybody likes it and not everybody, you know, latches on, and it's okay. Not everybody has to.
Yes, that's so true.
It's almost a little selfish to feel like everybody should. Yeah.
It is selfish. And that's something too. I love it when people talk about like, you're so obsessed with like how you put something out there and like what you're doing and trying to edit your own things. But everyone else is doing that with their own life too. It's like everyone is so focused on themselves that it's like they'll just take from you what you share and then probably just leave it at that. And maybe if you spoke to them, they'll take something away or they'll just move on.
Exactly. Exactly.
A connection point that you and I both have is that we're both fairly young female entrepreneurs who are obviously focused on growing our businesses, but we're also focused on creating lifestyles that focus on wellness. And so this balance is something that I've really struggled with. I'm just curious how you navigate this space of being a mindful, young, and driven woman.
Oh, I wish that I had a really great concrete answer for this, but I also really struggle with it. I've always been kind of a climber, very much a motivated person. It's just something that's always been in me and I think always will. But with that climb, with that motivation also comes a lot of stress, which can manifest itself in many forms. I think a lot of the skin issues that I've had and, you know, just kind of struggles that I've had have stemmed from stress. But lately I've been just kind of experimenting with certain forms of wellness. So I think I've mentioned this on my social media before, but I have played with meditation. And lately, just for the last couple of months in the morning, my boyfriend and I have been doing 15-minute meditations. And the one that we've been doing is something that you can find on YouTube. It's like a guided meditation. And it's really just 15 minutes of focusing on your breath and kind of clearing your mind so that you can start your day with a clear head and a clear heart and just kind of go into your day anew. And that's, you know, I've only been doing it for such a short amount of time that I can't say that, oh, it's made this great big difference, or it's made, you know, like this very dramatic shift in my life. But I do just love sort of that practice of having, whether it's 15 minutes or sometimes I don't even have that much time in the morning. So I do like 3 to 5 minutes. And it's just kind of like taking back some of that personal time that's like not just for myself, but for my body. And for my mind, because I have such a busy mind. So doing meditations, I also have used food as, you know, a form of wellness for not just my body. That's obviously a big thing, but also for just like mental clearness and clarity. I find that when I eat better, I have a stronger memory, stronger focus. I tend to get things done faster and better when I've just eaten better. So, it's a constant balance, and a constant like experimentation to see what has worked for me and what's not working for me as well. I guess maybe the biggest struggle with maintaining that balance is, you know, getting past discomfort with some of them, because like we kind of mentioned earlier, like with food, sometimes, you know, shifting your diet to like help with that mental clarity isn't always fun. So it's just making sure that I'm doing it because of the end results and not the immediate kind of experience. Same with meditation. Meditation can get really boring. And like sometimes I've found that like I just don't have the patience to like spend 15 minutes to clear my head. And so that means that I probably need it more because I am just so antsy and, you know, impatient with the experience. And so it's a constant reminder to tell myself, like, why am I doing this? What is the point of, you know, changing your diet or working out on this day or doing a meditation, and really remembering, you know, what that point is for myself and why I'm doing it.
Yeah, that is, I agree with those things a lot, especially the meditation. That's, I was like so intimidated, and I talk about this a lot, but I was so intimidated about meditating because it just seemed like I needed to have my candles and like these elaborate yoga poses and like all these things to be able to meditate. But I have also just started trying in the morning. I'm like not quite up to 15 minutes. I'm in like the 7-minute range for meditating. Yeah. But it's nice. And I agree, like the times that I don't want to make time for it is when I later I'm like, that is really when you needed to meditate the most, because it's when your brain was just so busy with all the chatter that you needed to just like let some of those thoughts pass by.
Yeah, exactly. And I think I'm still kind of getting over that intimidation, because I think that it has such like a weird, like enlightened stigma around it. Mm-hmm. Like even the name meditation, it sounds so like new agey and sort of out of reach for a lot of people. But when I just think about it as I'm spending 15 minutes clearing my head because I have such a busy brain and I have so many thoughts that it's just better for me to do this. It's not about like sitting with my fingers, you know, sitting, in this enlightened yogi pose. It's more of just like, however I want to sit, or if I want to lay down and that's more comfortable. This isn't about me, quote, meditating. It's just about me clearing my mind and, you know, starting my day more fresh so that I don't, you know, go into work with a bad attitude or start my weekends with like this grudge against, you know, a coworker or a friend because they said something weird to me. It's like, that doesn't matter. Just start your day fresh because every day is a new day.
Yeah. And kind of along those lines of meditating and making time for food and things, the last moon issue was all about slowness. And that was the theme for that, that magazine. So can you speak to why you thought that slowness was an important topic to share with your readers?
Oh, yeah. So a lot of our themes, so a lot of the reason why I made the magazine in the first place is to bring some of these like intimidating, enlightened concepts to just the every woman. So I think of like bringing something like there's an entire movement called the slow movement that people who are looking for that will already know about. And they're already looking into it. But then there's people like, I think of, you know, people like my mother or my sisters who just, you know, they don't live downtown Minneapolis. They're not looking for a slow movement. They haven't ever been introduced to something like that. Those words like intention and authenticity and, you know, even the thought of slowing down just seems so foreign to them. And so the idea to have the magazine centered around that was because I wanted to bring these things that I was exploring into, you know, more of a relatable everyday realm and, you know, explore intentionality and minimalism in a way that wasn't so wordy and, you know, I keep using this word, but enlightened. I feel like a lot of the time the things that I'm exploring are intimidating to the people that are in my everyday life, and they're not really that intimidating. They just are attached to a lot of these words and concepts that are intimidating. And so for the magazine, I just wanted to kind of draw that out and talk about, you know, slowing your life down and really living each day with intention, whether that's with the choices of, you know, food that you have for each meal, or, you know, really thinking about the job that you have and the relationships that you have right in front of you. I think a lot of us can get caught up really quickly with social media and trying to like look at other people's lives or wish for these things that we don't yet have, but we need and we want. And, you know, slowing it down really looks at the life that you're living right now and how great that is.
Yes, I love that. I love everything you say about the stigma of these like big terms and that they just don't seem attainable for a lot of people, but that it completely is. And it's just, I mean, just the idea of living your life the best way you can, like that's kind of what it all pairs down to, and like how you can contribute your energy in a positive way. And you're right. I think just like creating a space where people can explore that is so wonderful.
Yeah. And making it not intimidating. Like it's not even about, you know, I was introduced to slow living through this podcast, another podcast called The Minimalists.
Yes. And I love them.
Yeah. They're great. And I think they're great for somebody like you or I who we're looking for that already. But they're very extreme. And I would not feel comfortable like sharing a lot of their practices with like, I'm going to keep referring to my mom because it's just like not realistically, she would not be interested in the way that they speak about minimalism. Like it just wouldn't attach to her life. I'm not sure she would relate it to like the way that she lives her daily life. And so I wanted to bring those same concepts, those same great things that they talk about, and like, I don't know if this is a great way to say this, but like bring it down to earth a little bit and like talk about it in a way that's just like real to the everyday, you know, suburban Midwestern housewife or student or whatever.
Yeah, that's like, that's all the things you're saying. Like, that's exactly why I wanted to start this podcast as well. Just so people can just like hopefully download and just try it on and listen. And it just might spark like a small idea, or it might like start a conversation. And it doesn't need to be this like giant lifestyle shift where you feel like there's all these rules for what you can and cannot have. And yeah, just for people like who are beginning and kind of the potential in beginning and just like a different way to look at life a little bit.
Yes, yes. And there's no, and like, I guess knowing that whether it's with minimalism or whatever kind of lifestyle shift, going dairy free, going vegan, whatever you're doing, that there's no wrong way to do it. I mean, just like trying something out is enough.
Yes, that's, and this is completely like a me problem, but like, yeah, I look at these people who are doing things, you know, like the minimalists, and it's like, and they, I love their story and they do share it in a really, you know, relatable way. And, you know, they share their beginnings and, but I did feel like, and even with my own journey towards simplicity, I just feel like I'm finally realizing that there's not, like you just said, there's not one way to do it. I don't need to just follow these paths of these other people, and I don't need to fit my whole life into a suitcase. And I can have pictures on the wall if that brings me joy. And I can, you know, have a cluttered kitchen if I use those things to make my body healthy. And like exactly what you said, there's no one right or wrong way to do it. And I think kind of back to what you were saying about perfection too. Like I think there's just so much courage and bravery needed to just like say, I'm going to try this, and it doesn't need to be perfect.
I love that. I totally, totally agree. There's a lot of, it does take courage to try something new, and maybe that's something that we should be promoting so much more than we're promoting this like perfectionism, because we're all attaining, we're all, you know, trying for it, and none of us are perfect. So maybe we should work on the, you know, the courage and being inspired more than being perfect.
Yes, I agree so much. Well, thank you so much for talking with us today. This has been awesome. I loved the conversation that we've had. If people want to get more of you and more of Moon, where can they find you on social media?
Oh, I have had a great time talking to you today, too. So thank you for calling me and dealing with my phone issues.
Of course.
People can find me mostly on Instagram. My Instagram handle is @Alisa_Lorray, and that's my personal account. I tend to post a lot more on there these days because I'm still sort of building up the Moon Instagram and a lot of things related to Moon. So if you're looking to connect with Moon Magazine, that Instagram handle is @MoonMagazine_. And you can find us there. You can send us a message, send us a DM. We're also on Facebook. You can find us there under the same names. And that's pretty much it. We're not on Twitter and we're not on Snapchat yet. We're still working towards that.
Yeah, well, that's great. And like I mentioned, I love your Instagram and I love the ideas that you share there. So for everyone listening, there's where you can find more of Alisa and you can also find out more about her magazine there. Thank you so much for tuning in and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Simply Lived In podcast. Dive into show notes for this episode and all past episodes at simplylivedinpodcast.com. If you love the show, please share with your friends. Help us to spread the power of simplicity. Thanks for listening, and until next time, keep up your quest for less.